Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, welcome back on the Volleyball Show. Thanks to Godfather's Pizza, the Hoo Hot Ongolian Grill, and Stockman Bank. Dana Cordova and Jessica Lechner coming up on the Volleyball Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back on the Volleyball Show, GM Petroleum, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Sign Pro. The coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets volleyball. Coach, you went to Washington, Central Washington, and Western Washington. First, talk about Saturday, and seemed like you really played the top team very tough. Didn't come quite away with the match, but talk about the adjustments from Saturday to from Thursday to Saturday.
Thursday to Saturday, we made a big change. The girls kind of brought it to our attention that they wanted to try something different. We decided to listen to them. We chose to run a 5-1 this weekend. You know, I don't know if the momentum changed really, but I think just it answered questions pretty much. But we ran a 5-1. Thursday, you know, we didn't have the best game. We showed up for a match, well, for one set, and then we kind of lost it again. But Saturday, the girls played great. You know, not perfect. We had a lot still that we can work on. But, you know, they hung in with the best team in our conference. And, you know, in reality, there was a ton of rallies. And, I mean, it was great volleyball to watch. A ton of rallies that if they would have fallen our way, I mean, the outcome easily could have been totally different. But I think it was a wake-up call to the girls where they realized, you know what, they do have what it takes. You know, it's just right now we don't know who we should be and who we shouldn't be, and we go in kind of wondering. Instead of going in with the attitude we're going to win every time we step on the court, that's kind of what we need to change. But I was really proud of the girls on Saturday, the way they handled themselves, the way they stepped foot on that court from warm-ups to the end of the game. They were a class act on Saturday.
Talk a little bit about Thursday. Central Washington, of course, you dropped the match and on paper and everything, not supposed to be as good as Western. And a coach's philosophy, how, you know, to get off to that good start on the road. And so many times that I've been around, like, you know, whether it be any sport, that first time on the road or the first trip in the first match of the road trip, sometimes they don't play as well as an indication as Saturday. Did you see that, or did that work into the trip at all, or how does a coach look at that about getting off to a good start when you're away from home on the first match of a two or three game, three match weekend?
You know, it Thursday, I would have to say, was probably our worst game out, to be honest. I don't know if it was we just didn't have it. You know, and I don't think it came to heart. I don't think it came to that. It just was. It was the day that really, as a team, we just did not have it. You know, and easily, you know, after you drop a game like that, and then you have to turn around and you see that you're going to play, you know, Western Washington, this team that is praised and, you know, was runners-up last year. You know, you walk in as a coach and you just pray to God the girls are ready. And, you know, they were. You know, in reality, if we would have played Saturday's game and did that against Central, no doubt we would have got the win. And I really feel if we start playing the way we did against Washington Western, we will beat them when they step here on this court. That's kind of the mentality. But it showed that the girls didn't let one game nail them. They tried to come and put themselves in position to win that Saturday's match. So as a coach, Thursday, you're shaking your head. Friday, you're shaking your head going, where was this team Thursday? But hopefully the light has switched, and hopefully it stays on. We tend to let it shut off, so we're working on the power box, making sure there's no faulty wires.
Did you see that before Saturday, or did you just an indication as the match went along, you knew that they had it that night, or did you? Was there any indication?
No,
before?
You know, from the minute we stepped on this court, my opinion of this team has never changed. We have what it takes. Now, you know, we're lacking some areas. We're having some girls play some positions that, you know what, maybe if we had more skill or something like that. But the philosophy of this team, it's there. The skill is there. Now, you know, it's hard to put it together. I think we have a lot of different personalities on the team. We've got, you know, a lot of different things. But when this team plays, they're a really good team. And if this team could start doing this consistently, they could easily turn this season around and easily surprise some teams.
Dana Cordova on the volleyball show. Now you're home. What is your philosophy, and sometimes obviously out of your reach, you know, being named coach, you know, I guess fairly late, Rocky Mountain College, is this a good time for the rivalry and, you know, kind of get a game in and a match in before continuing the GNAC?
You know, I think this is great, to be honest. You know, Rocky's going to come in here, bring a great team, but I think it's going to get the girls to have, I think, the cockiness, the attitude that they've been lacking on Tuesday. And I think, you know, to be honest, we couldn't have put this game at a better time. I think it would be a really good good game for our girls.
What about Western Oregon on the weekend?
You know, Western Oregon, again, you know, if everything goes right as planned and we really take care of our business come Tuesday, I think Western Oregon better watch out. Because if everything goes right and these girls do change and keep going from Saturday's performance and keep improving on Saturdays and don't take a step back, I think every game we play from here on out easily could be ours.
Coach, thanks. Good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Dana Cordova on the Volleyball Show. We'll be back with Jessica Lechner as the Jackets start a 5-game and 5-match homestand, all kicked off with Rocky on Tuesday. Get out and support the Lady Yellow Jackets. And we'll be back. Our thanks to Alpha Graphics, Denny Menholt, and Rimrock Stages. Jessica Lechner, the senior leader, returns on the Volleyball Show.
No, nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do. No, nobody, nobody, nobody.
For the best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter, nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Denny Menholt Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back on the Volleyball Show. Clock Tower Inn, Who Hot, and Godfather's Pizza. Jess Lechner out of Huntley, the senior. Talk a little about the leadership role. Was it what you thought it would be? Is it something, you know, you wanted to do? You had so much help last year in losing some great players. You're in. Would you rather have help in that role, or is it more of a burden doing it all yourself, or kind of talk about your leadership role this year?
You know, I'm not doing it all myself. I mean, when I came in here, I thought to myself, I'm the only senior, I gotta step it up and get the job done. But, you know, 10 new girls on your team that don't even know who I am, 4 other girls that are coming back that have played with me before, they've helped out a lot. I mean, it's kind of like an all-around leadership role. I use them to help me lead the team, and they do the same with me. So we work together as leaders.
Good deal. So you're not by yourself. And talk about the end of the season. Did you pawn that off to like a new coach and a lot of new players? Is just, you know, compared to the success. But it seems to be coming around. Talk about what the athletes do. You know, you're just as frustrated, you know, as everybody else, and it's not easy. But like Saturday's match with Western Washington, team feel very encouraged and excited for the rest of the year, or was it a little, you know, down because they, you know, felt they should have won, or how do you guys view, you know, close but no cigar matches?
Well, it's been kind of a rocky road this beginning, but I think if we can learn from every loss that we've had, we can really step it up and start, you know, showing teams what a team we are, because our team, when we play, you can see it when we practice, even when, like Saturday, we played so well together, and that game could have gone either way, which is a booster for us to make us feel better. I just think hopefully that turns us around. You know, in my mind, it turned me around. I'm excited. I'm ready to play Rocky. I'm ready to show everybody what we're made of and show people that we're supposed to be here. We can fight for our position here. And I think that, I don't know, it's all kind of a learning experience, and we can learn from that and start going up from here.
Does the team look at the rivalry with Rocky just as big as, you know, sometimes I think, you know, in the rivalry schools, I guess it depends on the qualities of the team each year, no matter what sport it is. And do you guys see it as a big rivalry?
Yeah, and not every time we play them, they come out wanting to beat us, and we want to beat them. So no matter what, it's always a good game. I mean, if any team plays with the passion to win as us and Rocky do when we play each other, it's always fun to watch and fun to play.
How do you roll that into Western Oregon? You got to watch that with Saturday, right? Where, mm-hmm. you know, if you do well. But now you're home for a little bit, and maybe, like the coach said, and like you had mentioned, you can, you know, this new, maybe newfound confidence, you guys can get her kind of going with five home matches.
Oh, I hope so. I think Rocky will be a great start. I'm excited to play that game. It'll get us back in the feeling of, you know, really wanting that win and really playing hard for it, hopefully. And then we can just carry that on and keep going against Western Oregon and these other teams and surprise them.
What's the best part of playing the sport as we talk with Jessica Lechner with the volleyball show?
The best thing? There's a lot of things. I think seeing a team come together and do something great, even if it's just a play or 5 points in a row or a game or a match, which is ideally what you want. Just seeing it come together and you can play together to the point where it's flawless and you feel like you've really done something and shown where how talented you can be as a team and put together, that's a big thrill for me.
Speaking of talent, everybody knows if they know you, they know your talent with the singing. What do you do during this season? Can you practice as much? Can you enjoy as much? And obviously you can totally use it as a release, can't you?
Yeah,
get away from this.
Definitely what I use it for. I mean, after this weekend, Sunday, I played and sang for hours, and I feel better. I'm ready to go this week. And I don't have as much time to practice, but I practice when I can. I'm going to be doing some fundraisers for Huntley Project here pretty soon, singing, and I'm still going. Whenever I have a break, if I can sing somewhere, I'm going to do it. So.
How did the CD go? Was that your? Have you had some before? And how did that go? With that's just kind of neat to read about you in the paper and read about the CD and things.
No, that was my first CD. I just decided, you know, I wanted to get my songs that I've written down on a CD so I could let people listen to it and see what they thought. And I'm pretty happy with it. Jared Birchall helped me out. He recorded it, and we did it together. So. Yeah.
Good deal. I talked about him. I said, yeah, you have to, what's your music? You have to be mentioned in the sports page. And he didn't even know what I was talking. We were buddies, too. We would go back. I worked with Jared. But I'm glad you brought up Huntley Project. Where were you? Were you on the road? I kind of forget about the morning because I think it was Thursday.
It was Thursday morning.
So you've been gone with, did you guys leave early? Anyways, what came to mind and what are your thoughts now with your high school gone?
Well, I was in the hotel when I got a phone call at 7 in the morning from one of my friends that told me the school had burned down, and it woke me up, and I thought I was dreaming. There's, you know, you never think that your high school is going to burn down. Never yours. It was really heartbreaking. It was hard to watch it on the internet while I was in Washington and not be able to be there and support everybody. And, you know, you feel selfish thinking, my gym, it's gone, my gym is gone, my, you know, our trophies, our plaques, everything, and then our school, you know, there's so much there that our town is just, that is the heart of our town for sure. And
but they can't take that away from you guys.
No, they can't. It's
just unfortunate.
That's
crazy because I thought, you know, what would it, like you said, that's one of those things you never know until it happens. You don't know what you're going to think. It's like, I don't know how I would feel or what would go on. But like you said, it seems like they're battling back, and I'm sure they'll, you know, obviously basketball's coming up and volleyball's going on.
Going
first match, they
get
no problems and just go out and beat them. it didn't affect them, that it was probably the best thing to do was probably get back on the court and start playing.
Yeah, I think, I can't even imagine what it's like not practicing in that gym when it's your senior year, sophomore year, whatever year it may be. I mean, that's a big...
Interesting.
Because Huntley Project, that's... Volleyball is a big deal in our school, and it's just heartbreaking.
They'll get it back, and then you'll get it. Finally, you get a brand new gym, and you'll have to go over there and check that out.
Yeah, I did make it to a game not too long ago, right before it burned down, though. So I'm glad I did that.
That's neat. Well, yeah. Jessica Lechner, always a great visit and great interview. Good luck with Rocky. You got Western Oregon, and then all nothing but GNAC, and you throw Rocky in there on the road like next month in October. But good luck, and hopefully with continued confidence, and the team continues to roll with a homestand now. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Jessica Lechner on the Volleyball Show. We'll come back to wrap it up right after this. Our thanks to Farmers and Ortho Montana and Jackets and Company. We'll be back just with the recap of the upcoming schedule, and our thanks to Jess Lechner and Dana Cordova on the Volleyball Show.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back on the Volleyball Show. Our thanks to Jessica Lechner and Dana Cordova on the Volleyball Show. Our guest, Rocky Mountain College, on the 23rd, 7 o'clock. Get out and check out the Yellow Jackets. And on Saturday, on the weekend, the 27th, Western Oregon at 7. And then Northwest Nazarene, the 2nd. Seattle Pacific, the 4th. And Alaska Anchorage, the 6th. A preview of the upcoming schedule for Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball at the Alterowitz Gymnasium. For Coach Dana Cordova and Senior Leader Jess Lechner, Pat Boland on the Volleyball Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.